Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com. They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, here with you, and off we go. I was sitting there yesterday, and I was actually at Damaris yesterday. Just had a good time yesterday afternoon, a little bit. Had a little meeting there. And somebody says, oh, man, Aaron Judge just signed with the Giants. Signed a big deal with the Giants. And I was like, okay, who said it? John Heyman? John Heyman got duped yesterday. He had to retract it.
Wait, I saw that report. Oh, no, wait. Okay. So I didn't see this report. All right. Because I was like, wait, this sounds familiar. I also, last week, got a report that, and a link to a story that Aaron Judge signed a multi-year deal with the Giants. I clicked this. I'm like, holy crap, the Giants. I clicked it. It was Wood.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he made a return.
Wood?
Yep.
No.
I got tricked into opening, like, not him on the bed again. It had been a while since I'd been fooled by anything, but for some reason, that one to the Giants fooled me. But hopefully, John Heyman did not report that he signed after. I mean, that just tells me he didn't click the link and see that it was, oh, no, it's Wood sitting on the bed again.
Well, apparently, it was Arson Judge that signed. John Heyman broke some Arson Judge news, and then he didn't. Apparently, he said the Giants say they have not heard on Aaron Judge. My apologies for jumping the gun. Before that, Aaron Judge appears headed to the Giants. Arson Judge appears headed to the Giants. He put twice. Well, he obviously put Arson Judge the first time, and then he fixed it.
Who did he get fooled by?
Somebody somewhere. John Heyman. John Heyman is catching it now.
Did
because now
get...
Arson Judge is in front. It's got memes in front of burning houses.
Yeah,
and he's got a bat, flaming bats, and every Arson Judge is really really on the internet now. So congratulations to John Heyman. This. Now, Aaron Judge, it's real what Aaron Judge did say about the Yankees. Aaron Judge says the Yankees wanted to turn the fans against me by revealing the contract offer. We kind of said, let's keep this between us. I was a little upset that the numbers came out. I don't understand it. I understand it's a negotiation tactic, but put pressure on me, turn the fans against me, turn the media on me. That part of it I didn't like. There's a chance if Aaron Judge is not with the Yankees, I mean, they really, really are. It's not even close. They're not even the second best. Seattle right now, even though they just lost Mitch Haniger yesterday.
Oh, it's a massive part of their.
No, he is.
It's a massive part of their offense.
I can't believe that Anthony Rizzo would have signed there if Aaron Judge wasn't going to be back. So
I still think Aaron Judge will, but you know, maybe he has enough. He's got to have a second dog in the fight, though.
Oh,
he's got to have a second pony in the race.
There are ponies all over the place that for Aaron. I mean, apparently the Giants want, you know.
Well, I mean, relative to what he's looking for, which I'm assuming is going to be more than Trey Turner. I mean, it's got to be more.
Yeah,
I understand his age, but there's still, you got to fire at Aaron Judge.
He's going to be the highest paid player in the league.
Is he going to be paid when he's 40 years old?
Yep, sure. Absolutely.
What, is he 31 right now?
Yep.
So you believe that his contract will last more than 8 years?
Absolutely. Yes, it will be a 9 or 10 year deal. Yes. Looks like Carlos is going to catch a
40?
Carlos is going to catch a 9 or 10 year deal today or very soon.
Really?
Very soon. Yeah, and the Red Sox are the leaders in the clubhouse right now.
Oh, wow, the Red Sox.
The Red Sox are the leaders in the clubhouse right now. So, yeah, there's multiple reports about that out there, that the Red Sox are The Red Sox are making, a big push.
I'd seen that, but I didn't really buy into the Red Sox.
Yeah, you should. You should. They are a real deal, and I can't be smarter. What's the smartest organization? The Cubs. Cody Bellinger for $17.5 million.
I mean, why would you not? Three consecutive bad seasons. Oh, why would you not give that guy money?
I'm
looking at DFA-ing him or giving him a 1-year, $6.5 million deal, a tested deal.
I mean, honestly,
is what you're giving him. I couldn't believe that when I saw it. You want to talk about paying premium dollars for a lottery ticket where you don't know, you have no idea. And frankly, history tells you it's not going to be great.
Yeah.
The most recent history, and yet you're paying him money like you think there's a chance he's going to snap out of it this year.
Why?
Man, I would hope it's one thing if it's 1 year. It's another if it's a year and a half. This is 3 years now.
Yeah.
This is 3 years of subpar hitting.
He's awful. I wouldn't have given him, if I was the Astros looking at him, I wouldn't give him $5 million, honestly. He's not a $5 million player.
No. Yeah. When I said $6.5 million, I mean, that's paying him on spec. I mean, you're like, well, we know what you've done in the past, and we think that our hitting coaches can get you right. But that was incredible to me that somebody paid Cody Bellinger that. That was incredible.
And it's the Cubs. And well, oh my God! I mean, just the dumb decisions. Just ridiculous. That's one of the worst.
Growing up as a kid, Judge was a Giants fan, like Cole was a Yankees fan. His favorite player was Rich Aurelia. That's like my favorite player.
Favorite player was Rich Aurelia.
It was?
Man, he was, what a nondescript player.
How old? 20? I'm trying to think. It wouldn't have been Will Clark. It was after Will the Thrill. So...
Yeah.
Well, it would have been Bonds.
Yeah, but
would have had to have been Barry Bonds.
Why wouldn't Bonds be your favorite player? I mean, Well, you know what? Some guys they have different guys that they really attack. You know, it's a big white guy. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why Aaron. And I'm not sure. Is Aaron Judge? I don't know what. Is Aaron Judge? I don't know what Aaron Judge is. Is Aaron Judge a big white guy? I don't know.
No, I think he's biracial.
He's biracial? Yeah. I would think so. I don't know.
What is this?
I don't know. But
what are you looking for here?
I don't know. Maybe that's why he liked Rich Aurelia. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Well, he could be like me. I used to like off-brand players, like Lewis Lloyd was my favorite Rocket. And, you know, I had guys like Kennard the Gun Winchester. I always liked random guys like that. So yeah, it's just Rich Aurelia. When your favorite team was the Giants and it's not Bonds, that seems strange to me.
708 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. So that news broke yesterday. Also the news, I mean, we're gonna have Glenn Davis joining us at 8 o'clock here to talk about this, but benching Cristiano Ronaldo yesterday.
That was expected, by the way.
Yeah.
That was expected. His coach, when they talked to him, his attitude was his attitude's been bad the whole time, and then his attitude after he got subbed out at the 65th minute and then made comments afterwards, they're like, and remember, this is the same guy who forced his way off Man U, was actively cheered or had a post cheering for a rival team. Like, he's turned into a complete turd. He has turned into a complete turd, and now he's going to top it off by taking $200 million
From the Saudis.
Yeah. And it's like he's going to have literally everybody finally turn on him. This is the final move. And the guy who replaces him comes in and scores one of the most electric goals. I mean, from just a pure turn and shoot standpoint, I don't know how he got that in the net. It was unbelievable. And what a beating. Spain out on penalty kicks.
Yeah, they couldn't hit one.
They just sit and diddly doodled around on the outside, and not attack, and they didn't attack, and they let it get to penalty kicks, and Morocco stuffed them three times. They didn't make one single penalty kick, and they were gone.
It was I think they made one.
No, they're 0 for 3.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I did too. I watched the whole thing. I forgot.
They didn't make one.
So he, that goalie going back and forth.
It was like it was confusing him.
It was.
He would like keep shaking. Yeah. They were, it was almost like the second penalty kick I thought was an atrocity. The guy just walked up to it and just kicked it. Like no power. I'm like, I could have stopped that one.
Well, what about the goal that won it for Morocco? The goalie just dives out of the way and he just like taps it right where the goalie was.
Yep.
Goal. I mean,
two just, right down the middle.
Yeah.
Two of them. They made
two
three
of
four.
Yeah.
And
two of them right
Spain made 0 for 3. So Spain is gone, but Portugal looked fantastic.
Well,
that was the easiest call in the world. Switzerland was Swiss cheese the other day, literally.
Well, has Goncalo Ramos just taken the place now?
Yeah, I think so.
Why would you put Ronaldo back in there?
They're not going to. Like I said, they don't. They think there was already a thought that they're better without him in because there's a lot of pressure. His body language is terrible when he doesn't get the ball where he wants it. And they just, I think he's turned into a huge pain in the ass.
Well, yeah. And you know what? Maybe they want to play harder with Goncalo Ramos in there because he scored. He had a hat trick in the first half.
Yeah. No, he was, I mean, his kid's a great goal scorer. And they didn't expect him on the broadcast. They're like, we expected these other two guys. This would have been the third guy that we would have, he's 21 years old.
He wasn't even starting.
He'd never, you know, like he'd never had a start. This is shocking that they played him, but I mean, obviously they know it. You know, their manager knows a thing or two about a thing or two. I'm sure you'll still see Cristiano Ronaldo subbed in, though.
Yeah, well, you know, he subbed in yesterday.
Fresh legs, yeah.
And, you know, he did. You know what? If he will come off the bench and actually try hard and play, then that's where you're coming from now, Cristiano Ronaldo. He's been there forever. I mean, so it's not surprising that at this point. He is. It would be nice to. Nah, he's done. I was thinking maybe he and Messi could possibly. But this is it for both of them. I would imagine. Although Messi still looks pretty good. Argentina's still alive. It's down to the final eight. Best game I think is going to be England and France. How about that game?
Oh,
how
it's going to be unbelievable.
That is a great.
Unbelievable.
Matchup.
I like France, but that's going to be Saturday morning. Is that at 8?
I don't know what time to start.
They were. The guy said yesterday on the broadcast I was watching 8. I mean, I'm going to be up watching. I'm going to go somewhere where. The English fans are probably may go. There's a place over at Marquee Entertainment Center with where they're all English fans.
Right, Glenn Davis did a show from there.
Yeah, yep. Hugh O'Connor's.
Yeah,
I want to see the English fans because one of two things: if they win against France, it'll be unbelievable. If they lose, it'll be Schadenfreude.
Right,
you'll just get to watch like.
Everybody
I want to see the meltdown.
Well, I got a guy who I know from Spain, Manny. You know him from Spain, and he wouldn't even come out yet. So we went and ran around Wildcat a little bit yesterday.
Oh, was he devastated?
Devastated by Spain losing.
I mean, to Morocco.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. But you know, I went Saturday morning to the next place. Do you know that place on Richmond that we went to where we went with all those Brazilian fans?
Oh, the 64. Yeah, the
yeah.
Well,
you know
a,
that club is still there,
venue.
And they're still watching soccer there. The line
it's a concert
out the
venue.
Door. Well, they're watching soccer there.
Oh, are they really?
Oh my God! The line the parking lot was full, and it was a line on Richmond to try to get in there.
Oh wow!
At about 8:30 on Saturday morning.
That's crazy
for the U.S. game. That was unbelievable.
Richmond Arms will be packed, but it's kind of smallish. But they'll be packed up too. For I mean, England fans. There's plenty of you know English people here.
Yeah.
So there's plenty. So it'll Close. Be. It's I'm really looking forward to that matchup. Kylian Mbappe is. I heard something yesterday where Solis told me that they said it converts his kilometers per hour. It converts to 21.7 miles an hour. That's fast. I thought he was even faster, honestly. I thought he was into the 21 is really fast. But there are players who get into the 22 mile per hour range. Watching Mbappe run, I would have sworn that Mbappe could run 22 miles an hour. I mean, he's just a shade away from 22. But I would have.
Which translates to a 4.3.
Yeah. I would have guessed 22 is like some of the fastest wide receivers and cornerbacks are. I think some have gotten to the 23 range before, but I would have expected him 22. But really he has NFL speed. Yep. That's why he runs by everybody. Yep.
All right, 714 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 703-780-3776. Anything you want to talk about? There is a story here.
I'm sorry. I take it back. The fastest player in the NFL so far this year is 21.6 miles an hour. Now, they have pads on.
Yeah, right.
Devin Duvernay.
Interesting story on Yard Barker this morning that we'll get to about your Houston Texans and their general manager, Nick Caserio.
There's no interesting stories about anything involving Texans.
Well, it's
Texans.
Interesting. Well, the thought is interesting. I just don't know that it paid off. We'll talk about it on the other side. But first, we got QC.
I like how you say Texans are interesting. Yeah. Nice try, John. QC Kinetics, that's very interesting. What's interesting is, you know, we always talk about, and we know this from a young age, that the human body is really magnificent when it comes to healing itself. And you may be sitting there thinking, yeah, what's so magnificent about my chronic knee pain or back pain or hip pain or shoulder pain or wherever your pain is chronic? Well, here's the thing. You have damaged tissue. And so what happens is QC Kinetics takes those healing properties in your body, and what they'll do is they supercharge them with platelets, and they'll explain the whole process to you. And then they reinsert them back into the joints, and now it's like it's cranked up. And so you start to see a regenerative and restorative process because of this biological therapy, where now the damaged tissue begins to heal itself, and you begin to regenerate tissue. And so that's what causes you to see such a steep decline in the chronic pain that you've had in your shoulder, your back, your hip. You could be living with this for years and years, or it may be something that's new. I don't care how long you've had it. I just care that you don't have to live with it. Because so many people try to manage it with drugs, painkillers, which, of course, is extraordinarily dangerous. You get surgery, which is downtime and a lot of times reduced permanent mobility. How about you talk to my friends at QC Kinetics, 713-913-5285. We got my wife on a program there. She's gone through four of the first five steps that they're going to have, where it's a total of five steps, and she has already seen tremendous results in her knee, and she had a severe knee issue after running all these marathons. This is a great chance for you to get back to your mobility and reduce that pain. It's QCKinetics.com. Three locations in Houston, 713-913-5285.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Time for me to talk about my man Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. If you're looking for the best way to improve your home, listen, this holiday season, it's the time. It is a beautiful time for you to do something. How about giving this to her as a present? Let's redo the kitchen. That's a great present. And Jeff Aronoff can do that for you. Let's redo our bathrooms. That's a beautiful way for you to make money on your home and for her to get. You need new floors. Jeff Aronoff can do all of that. New cabinets, new countertops, new everything. Whatever it is that you need, redo that kitchen. And that'll make a huge difference in your home. It's a great present because that's what she's going to want. And yet you're improving the value of your home. You're making yourself money on this deal because that's what happens. Or put in that outdoor kitchen. Put in that outdoor patio. Put it all in. If you're looking for somebody that is going to get it done for you and make you money, Jeff Aronoff is making you money, pal. I know it's, yeah, sure, it costs. But in the long run, it's going to pay off big time. It paid off for me. It'll pay off for you. Jeff Aronoff does this every single day. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Absolute Marble and Granite.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Come on in and hang out with us. So, the headline, all right, in this in Yard Barker is this. There's Texans news, Astros news, Rockets news. Texans losing confidence in Nick Caserio. That's the headline. Texans losing confidence in Nick Caserio. First of all, that's plausible, right? I mean, they certainly lost all their confidence in Jack Easterby. They moved him out the door. Jack Easterby knew he was going. He could feel it in the building.
Where did you get this one? Is this Pro Football Rumors?
It is Pro Football Rumors.
Yeah. Well, I do want to say it's Texans losing confidence in Nick Caserio, question mark?
Yeah. Well, that implies that that's the case. That implies that that's the case. And, well, all of the things that they put in there is all negative.
Well, it's from Jason LaConfora.
Yes.
So Jason LaConfora wrote this for for Washington Post.
Right. And his headline was, for these NFL GMs, the seat might be getting hot.
Yeah, I wonder about my guy Ballard. And the only reason, I don't actually, because he's still going to be there. But this all comes because John Robinson was fighting. There's got to be something more here. This feels like a James Click deal or something, because John Robinson was fired from the Titans. Who's done it? John Robinson's done a terrific job with the Titans. He got fired yesterday, the GM of the Titans. Mm-hmm. He got fired yesterday.
Well, it was the thought was,
and
in
he
large
just
part
signed
because
a contract.
A.J. Brown.
Yeah, I mean, are
who
that...
you traded away, who you couldn't come to terms with.
Right.
And maybe it's That's because enough... of the way he negotiated the deal. A.J. Brown had said before that he wants to be a Titan for life.
Yeah, but is that a reason to fire a guy who's constructed a team? Now, they supposedly don't love the roster construction, but that could just be code for A.J. We don't like what happened with A.J. Brown. But... yeah, that seems like a very bizarre reason to. He's got a very good defense, although you know they got beat up the other day by Philadelphia. But John Robinson, who is going to win the division this year, he just signed a contract extension through 27 in February. This feels like there's something else going on here, because how in the world do you're going to pay him 4 more years? Something it has got to. I mean, he must have gotten into a big, I wonder how his relationship is with Vrabel is the first thing I'm thinking of.
Yes.
Like, is there a power struggle? My guess is there's something going on between GM and coach, because the owner got involved, and you know, it is just extremely rare that you get rid of a winning GM in the middle of a season.
The number one seed last year.
Yeah. And a team that's going to win the division this year.
Right. Yeah. That's winning the division again this year. But
with a pretty good record.
Are they good enough? The answer is no. They're not good enough.
And it says in the article there's been increasing chatter about the Houston Texans making more front office changes after the season, and multiple executives I've spoken with believe Nick Caserio is not on nearly as solid footing as he was in the past. Longtime Casterly ally, Caserio ally Jack Easterby, a former team chaplain in New England when Caserio was there, who rose to become the most influential executive in Houston, was abruptly fired. The Texans are the NFL's lone one-win team and facing another looming head coaching decision. So he's getting this from other GMs, but I honestly would be shocked. I would be shocked. Keep your eye on that one, said one high-ranking NFL official who was interviewed with the Texans in the past and knows the organization well, but who spoke on the condition of anonymity because he is precluded from discussing other organizations publicly. I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think Nick is in any trouble.
Does he get to hire another coach? Or will Cal say no? We're not doing that again.
Yeah,
we're not going.
Well, you
one
can't
and done
stay
again.
With the bad. You can't stay with the bad coach. I don't know the dynamics of how everything goes down. Has he hired? I want to ask you. This is a serious question, and I think this needs to be considered. If you were being considered, John, if you were Nick Caserio, or if John Granato was a GM, would you want your entire tenure to be based on you being forced to hire? Culley was clearly a placeholder. Would you want your job to be tied to, well, John, you're not allowed to hire, you know, you're not allowed to, we're going to have to get rid of you because you hired Lovie Smith. Like, but I had to hire Lovie because of the lawsuit thing. We had the lawsuit thing with, we couldn't hire the guy I wanted. If you hadn't hired any of the coaches that you actually targeted as the number one coach, would you want your job being decided on that? I wouldn't. I'd want to actually hire a real coach I like.
Well, if the brain trust in that room said we have to, well, I mean, you know, if you put rocks together, you got a rock pile. then that's what I mean by brain trust. If the brain trust in that room decided, okay, together, listen, we can't get Josh McCown. We want Josh McCown. We can't do that because of the Brian Flores situation.
A lot of the coaches had been hired at that point.
Yes. Well, that's on you for dragging your feet then. I mean, if you knew you were going to get rid of Culley.
Did they interview Daboll? I don't think they did.
I don't think they did either. No. They had their guys, and it was ridiculous. Remember, they were interviewing the the Steelers wide receiver.
Yeah, Hines Ward.
Hines Ward. I mean,
that was an Easterby deal.
That was just ridiculous. Some of the things that they're, and then they hired two coaches that had nobody wanted them. That is on you. You ask the general manager, are you in charge of football operations or you're not? Are you, if you're letting Cal make these kinds of decisions, then that's on you. You apparently, Nick is in charge of all football decisions. You can't say, oh, well, you know, we can't give him a pass because he's the guy. He's the general manager. It's on his watch. He hired him.
But it's not your decision. It's not the fans' decision. It's the owner's decision. And only the owner knows the dynamics of how everything have gone down. And I don't think the owner is a guy who is the owner lets things go. The owner has, unless Jack's in there in his ear, he lets things go.
But
if
you're Cal, can you still have Hannah, more so, I think, Hannah, can you still have total confidence that Nick Caserio is the guy?
No, you can't have total confidence, but you're also not going to make a change this year. You're not going to keep making changes and paying people off multiple. I mean, the millions, you're paying off Jack, you're paying off Cully, you'd be paying off Nick, you'd pay a new general manager, you'd pay a new head coach.
Are they still paying Bill?
You'd pay Lovey. Like, my gosh, you'd be paying for six people at once. That would have to be an NFL record.
Yeah.
To pay three head coaches, two general managers, and Jack Easterby all at the same time. Hey. There's no way. There's just no way that's going
to
be the case.
We're trying to set some records around here, Les.
And you have the cap hit, half of the cap hit for Deshaun Watson coming. So this is like that's just untenable.
Here's what he said. I don't think Nick gets to fire another coach, especially with Easterby gone. I'm hearing there is more to come there. That is from an anonymous source that telling Jason LaConfora. Now, Jason LaConfora, I'm not sure is the
Jason's had
most reliable. Most reliable. He has.
He's had beef with I think OB in the past.
Well, he had. I think he had a direct line to Rick Smith because Jason LaConfora had everything coming out of that office.
At one point, he had a line to OB, and they had a falling out because OB is the one who leaked to him about Maryland because he was trying to put pressure on the Texans to get rid of Rick Smith. So Bill O'Brien was trying to play politics and pretend like, you know, he might take a job at Maryland and leave the Texans. And, well, why would that be the case? Well, behind the scenes, they would know it's because, you know, and Jamie Roots would know and all the people in Houston because, hey, you're going to lose me because I told you I don't want to work with. So there's, I mean, this is why I've been out on the Texans for a while from a, like, I want them to win. But I felt dirty about it because I started finding out the politics being played, and it's just so disappointing. A lot of the good teams don't have to deal with this much crap for this long.
No.
And OB's been playing it for a while.
Well, it's over.
And it's, hopefully, it's over. I think the politics are over in the building.
Well, I don't know if Caserio has an atmosphere where you're walking on eggshells like you did with Bill O'Brien. No, I think it's a much better atmosphere that people are working in. But you're a 1-10 and 1-4.
Yeah,
team.
But this build out takes time.
You've got a quarterback. You've got a revolving
door. You've
got
to give
coach.
This guy a chance to use these draft picks. You have to. He's got to get 3 years. I mean, if you want to make a decision after 3 years, okay, so be it. But I mean, honestly, Lovey is not the guy. I mean, Lovey is not the guy. He wasn't the guy when he was hired.
And do you honestly think that after?
Oh, deal's done. A deal's done for Aaron Judge.
9 years, 360.
$40 million a year. 9 years, $360 million.
40 a year.
Aaron Judge is a Yankee.
He beat out Trout's deal. 9 years, $360 million for Aaron Judge going back to the Yankees. But honestly, after the Stingley and you're seeing Sauce Gardner, after watching Kenyon Green this year, Mechie's not around.
But you know for a fact, rookie year doesn't tell you.
I can't believe
everything.
That everybody's got all the confidence in the world in Nick Caserio.
Rookie year doesn't. Mechie is something that was beyond his control. Now, obviously. The Stingley and the Sauce thing, we still got a long way to go on that one. I remember when Kareem Jackson looked like he shouldn't have even been a football, and he's turned into a great pro.
No, but
really
but,
good pro.
But Nick Caserio, hey, that clock's ticking. He might not have time to wait. Well, you see now, 10 years later, you see Stingley was better?
Yeah, you say clock's ticking. Once again, I think the theoretical clock and the perceptional clock, the clock only matters with the owner, and the owner doesn't. The owner is hands off. He really is. I mean, he's a hands off owner. He trusts people, and unless Hannah McNair doesn't like you, I don't think Nick Caserio is going anywhere.
Well, we'll see.
And I think it benefits him that you're paying so many players.
Have we seen
so many
her
people.
Turn her back on him? I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
Just Deshaun.
You don't know. You haven't seen a picture
just
of it.
Just Deshaun.
when Nick walks in the room, does she turn her back?
I do think it's interesting that GMs now could be like, this really is like professional soccer where you have so many. I think Steve Keim could be in trouble.
Yeah.
They say George Patton, it's going to be this fast in Denver too? I mean.
Well, you hired but that
you,
coach.
But that Russell Wilson deal.
You made that Russell Wilson deal.
Yep. But there, by the grace of God, go I, because that could have been any number of teams who said, oh, man, we just got to get Russell a little protection up front with the offensive line. They had – it doesn't help that Javonte Williams was hurt, but I get the feeling if Javonte played, Russell wouldn't have been a whole lot better.
No. Why would he? Why? All right, 713-780-3776. You guys got some thoughts
Jimbo
on that?
Fisher's
you're more than
up
welcome.
Next guy.
No, Jimbo's not.
Oh, he's
next.
Not.
Today's Wednesday, and Jimbo hasn't been with us
well,
in a month.
Well, last week he was.
No, he wasn't. He
well, the week before.
No,
he wasn't. Jimbo
no,
said that
no.
they were.
Guys, it's Christmas. It's coming up. How about give her the next best thing to wear? Nothing at all. With soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie. The texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive, you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Order today at Pajamagram. Will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. How about that? That's a $75 savings on a best-selling holiday gift. And how about this? They're going to wrap it. Best of all, they do the wrapping, free gift packaging for you. In a year filled with the unexpected, get her something that she can count on. But you need to order today because last year they sold out before Christmas. So go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas. Tell them John Granato sent you.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, it's time for you to start saving some money. So yesterday, Royce, I know you're listening because you just sent me a direct message. Yesterday I said, hey, pick up your phone and text the word money to 232323 and go through the process of, checking with TGS Insurance and seeing exactly how much money they can save you on your homeowner's insurance, and especially if you've been with the same company multiple years, because you're the one that is going to save more than anyone. Royce did it yesterday, and he said, wow, I saved $1,500 this year with TGS. And Royce is just an example of when you've been with the same company for years, you're the one who is going to be saving $900 or more on a regular basis, because you're always paying more and more each and every single year. And even though you get a quote-unquote bundle for home and auto, you're going to save way more by redoing your auto. And by the way, you're getting a competitive rate from another company. In many cases, will beat your quote-unquote bundled rate. You'll get a competitive rate and your homeowner's insurance. You're going to find a huge difference. And this is A-rated insurance, so you're not getting cut-rate insurance. TGS Insurance gives you a firm quote within 15 seconds. So what I want you to do this morning is get the phone right now. There's no strings attached. Text the word money to 232323. Give your address. Just go through the process. Within 15 seconds, you'll have a firm quote. And then hit me up on Twitter and let me know what they were able or if they were able to save you money. I'm very, very interested. Do that today. TGS Insurance, text the word money to
23. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's 736. You want again? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We are starting our season of giving promotion today. We're giving away prizes multiple times during the day in each show. We want to do something to give back to our listeners during this holiday season since inflation is hitting people hard right now. So join us as we celebrate Christmas a little early with ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, our season of giving. We're kicking off this holiday season by giving a little extra back to our awesome listeners. Today we're giving away $50 gift cards to Federal American Grill all day long. Dress up or dress down, a bourbon or a beer, a ribeye or a burger. Reserve the Federal American Grill today at any of our four locations. Okay, so let's do this at exactly 7:40. Caller number 5, December 3780-3776, wins a $50 gift card to Federal American Grill. Tune in all December long for our season of giving and head to ESPN975.com/season for more info on how you can get involved. So at 7:40 exactly, caller number 5 is going to win that $50 gift card. And we'll be doing this all day long. $50 gift card to Federal Grill. Have you ever been there?
I don't think I have.
Oh, it's nice. It's good.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Off of
the Federal,
after
it's,
I-10.
Federal American Grill is really nice. There's one on Shepherd. It's real nice. There's one on I-10. It's they're great. They're really good food. Really good place. Really nice place. 713-780-3776 at 7:40. Call number 5.
By the way, did you see the story on I'm working on, I don't know if I still have the right number on him. I'm trying to get, oh yeah, Jason Lacomfort. I'm working on getting Jason Lacomfort on today.
Okay.
And we'll talk to him. I'll text him back here in just a second. But did you see the story on Odell Beckham? Odell Beckham is just living the high life. He gets people clamoring after him. It's like being recruited all over again. He loves
this. Everybody's slobbering all over him.
The problem is they may not be for much longer. Dallas Cowboys came out. Jerry Jones on his radio, his weekly radio show, because owners have weekly radio shows, at least one does. And he basically said, not sure. We're not sure that he's going to play this year. There's concerns in that building after doing a physical on him that he's not going to play this year. And Jerry has said that's paramount in bringing him back this year. Is he's got to be able to play.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to pay him just to sit around. It's we're not giving him a multi-year deal. I think, and now that this has come out publicly, it wouldn't be surprising, I think, if some other teams backed off or maybe more brought him in to do their own physicals. But if Odell Beckham Jr. does not come back from, if he's not healthy, if the knee's not ready to go here pretty quickly, I think everyone will pass, and he'll have to do this all over again next year as a free agent. My guess is that's what's going to happen. The Cowboys being the first domino to fall, that Odell Beckham Jr. I don't think is going to be a factor this year. I know he was mentioned, but if the physical says he can't play this year, I don't see anyone giving him a multi-year deal in the hopes that he gets, they'll give him some, you know, millions of dollars this year, and then in hopes that he's fully healthy next year. I think they're going to want to see a healthy,
yeah,
a healthy physical.
He's a risk.
Before they
no
sign
matter,
him.
He's a risk. He's a risk.
He is a
He'd
risk.
He'd be a big, if healthy, he's a nice pickup for a few teams like the Cowboys.
But there's no reason to do it early unless you just want to beat everyone to it. I guess someone could do that. They could basically say, we'll give you some money this year just in hopes that we, you know, that you're fully healthy and we get you next year. But it wouldn't shock me if a bunch of teams just said, especially after the thing where he was passed out in and out on the plane and all that stuff here recently.
That was weird.
It sounds like a guy that chewed a bunch of Xanax. Xanax is what it sounds like. But my guess is that they'll wait until the offseason and say, let's take a look at the knee in the offseason and then we'll decide on contract. Because there'll be money for people to spend. If they think you're healthy, they'll spend it. They'll go after you.
Yep.
And it's frankly better for Odell Beckham if he waits till the offseason, shows multiple teams he's healthy, and has multiple teams looking for him.
Should the Texans pick him up?
That's what you need.
They could use another weapon. Well, they could use four weapons or six. They need weapons, so. It would be great if they pick up Odell. Jerry. Is it Gary or Jerry? Is it Gary? Gary wants to talk about the Texans. Hey, Gary.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Lance, man, you're my guy, but I want to disagree with you on the Kareem Jackson and Stingley thing. Kareem Jackson was the number 20th pick of the draft. Stingley was number 3, which is pretty much like a historically high pick for a cornerback. Not to mention that, obviously you noticed, but Sauce Gardner was like the consensus number one guy. And, you know, Stingley had the physical skills, but he had the question marks. He hadn't been replaced since 2019. He'd been injured, yada, yada, yada. So if you're going to, pass over the consensus number one guy for Stingley, I don't think you get 3 or 4 years for it to prove it out, especially if Gardner's going to be a freaking all-pro. That's a red flag. You pick a cornerback at 3, with question marks, you pretty much got to be right. That's a big difference than picking Jackson at 20. So, I'm anti-Caserio. I'll be fair to him. Even you pick a left guard at 15, not saying he needs to be Steve Hutchinson, but he needs to be kind of close. Green is struggling. and you pick the guard at 15, like, these things are red flags to me. And I get it, they're rookies, they could turn out to be super great, but I just think your runway is a little different when you're drafting that high and you're picking those type of positions. So that's just my thoughts on Terry from a draft perspective.
Well, I agree with everything you said, Gary.
Nothing, you've got to be careful about making final decisions based on
a
rookie season.
No, but wait a minute. But he did take a chance. Stingley, I watched every game Stingley played. Okay, Stingley was great.
Oh, I didn't
and
like
Nen
that.
And Nen didn't play. For me, I don't know. I don't know.
I did. That's.
I felt like he quit on the team, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
And he was, after his freshman year,
I would
that's
not
all
have,
he was worried about was his pro career.
To me, I would not have drafted Stingley.
No, no.
I mean, that's me. I get the height, weight, speed, length, and all that stuff. And I had Stingley.
Well,
I had Stingley pegged in my very first mock, one to the Texans at number three, because he's a Nick kind of guy in terms of height, weight, speed, length, all that stuff. I thought he could maybe see a Stephon Gilmore there. But to me, there's some
red flags.
There's red flags, and it's more than just injuries.
Yes.
And that was a big concern to me. Sauce Gardner, to me, was, I felt like, kind of the easy pick there. And well, so, yeah, I don't love it, but he's
got
to
For Sauce,
have,
you had the competition that he played. You know, I get that.
Literally allowed like 30% completion rate. No, I mean, Sauce is – so yeah, you can make a case, but the case you make for Stingley is, did you see him in 2019 COVID even came around?
Right.
Like, that's a long time to go back. He's not playing in the defense that best suits him. Stingley's best – and I can tell you this. I remember talking – I'll say this out loud. I don't think it's a problem. I talked to A.J. Highsmith, who is Alonzo's son, who worked for the Bills. We were talking about Stingley, and he had LSU. He's like, dude, he's a big guy. He said his best position may end up being safety. He may end up being a really good safety.
With the number three pick?
I know. But he also needs to be in a press man defense, and that's not what Lovey's running.
Right.
So that's
his
defense.
Uses physicality.
That's what Sauce is being able to do.
Yeah.
And that's not what Stingley is. So I still want to see more out of Stingley. I think Kenyon Green's going to be fine. I know he's going to be a good run blocker. I want to see him really get a whole offseason of work with technique and stuff like that. They need to call Larry Zerline down, get this thing cooking. They need Larry Zerline to come down, get it cooking.
Well, what
did technique.
You see in his pass blocking at A&M?
Some issues. You know, he kind of lunges and doesn't move his feet. His upper body doesn't play with his lower body, meaning you got to – it's basketball. So my dad calls it basketball and boxing. So the boxing to the hands, but the basketball is you don't reach with your upper body in basketball defensively. Mm-hmm. James does.
Move your feet.
You got to move your feet. Yeah. So the feet come first and the hands come with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't do that. And sometimes that's a muscle memory issue that doesn't correct easily. That's my concern. Is this one of these muscle memories? I mean, physically, he has the physical capabilities of doing it.
He just looks like he's getting bowled over as well. Now,
well, he's not in position.
He's faced some. There are some monsters.
But you got
Jeffrey Simmons just bull rushed him.
But listen, if you bend, you have your hands inside and you're in position. You're not on the edge. You got to have them centered up. Like, there's technique that will make you much stronger. I don't think strength is a problem. If anything, I think he's been too heavy this year at times. But I don't think it's a. It's a good weight thing. You lift you, and I don't know what his offseason looked like, but a lot of I'm guessing Kenyon Green is going to go into this offseason saying, because he's known as a pretty good worker, he's going to say, okay, I got my ass kicked a couple of times out here. That was embarrassing. I'm going to go to work. I think you're going to see a much better Kenyon Green. I would not give up on Kenyon Green if I were Houston fan.
Hope so. He's got
offensive line.
He's got
to
improve mightily.
Yeah, he does.
Mightily.
He does. But
now,
I
he wasn't an issue
to.
This week.
Now, the problem is, I don't think Sauce is ever going to not be better than Derek Stingley. My grade on him was a lot higher. Stingley to me is too boom or bust. No. I just would not have touched him.
All right, 746. ESPN, we gave it away. We gave it away. So keep on listening all day long and win the gift certificate to Federal American Grill. Okay, let's go. So I want to talk right now about Coors Light. You know what they have there? I've been there, done it. They've got Coors Light at Federal American Grill. They've got Coors Light all over the city. When I went to the Texans game, and there were places that they didn't have Coors Light, and I thought, what kind of place is this? I mean, it just, okay, as if I'm not soured enough on a certain football team, now you don't have Coors Light everywhere? I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, how can you even survive as a business? So if you're somebody that really, I'm telling you, because when you drink Coors Light, I know people that are just – I mean, I'm a Coors Light guy, period. I would not drink that other beer. I wouldn't drink it. And I know other people just like me. They're like, nah, it just doesn't taste. It's not what I want. I want Coors Light. So if your bar doesn't carry Coors Light, you tell them, hey, let's go. Pick it up around here. I need Coors Light. And that's ridiculous now. If you go to a bar that doesn't have Coors Light, you might as well just walk right out. We don't want to be part of that. So, and by the way, at your house, too, I looked at my refrigerator this morning. I got a 12-pack just sitting there, just in case anybody comes over and wants cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's right there. It'll be there every single time. So you come to my house, you can get Coors Light. Be like me and have Coors Light ready at your house. Keep Texas chill.
ESPN. 97.5.
Hey guys, time for me to tell you about, I'm not telling you about anything. I'm giving you an opportunity to have a lawyer ready to go for you. If you have been injured, it can really be any injury, workplace, you're on the roadways, wherever it's happened, refinery blast, he handles a lot of these. And he handles a lot of times very big cases, but he'll do small ones as well. He's got 70 lawyers on staff in 10 different cities, and that's John Daspit. And John came from one of the biggest law firms in Houston, opened his own practice, brought in lawyers from some of the biggest law firms, some of the most talented lawyers. And he's really doing things the right way. He's out there taking care of you, and he understands the value of, you know, your time, the hospital bills that you have to pay. When you're injured and it's no fault of your own, you should be taken care of, and that's what insurance is for. But insurance, they hire lawyers who are, their job is to get you as little as possible. Well, John Daspit's job is to get you fair settlements, and that's why he fights to get the most he can for you so that you are treated fairly. And that's what you need, someone on your side that is a tough, tough guy out there. That's why he's doing NIL deals with the U of H basketball team, because no one works harder in college basketball. Well, no one's going to work harder for you when it comes to these court cases than John Daspit. So go to Daspit Law, DASPIT Law.com, or call 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
There he is, the GOAT.
He's not the GOAT. Michael McDonald.
Just listen to Michael McDonald and not do a show.
And just listen, just play Michael McDonald?
Do you ever watch, I don't know if you watch it or not, do you ever watch What's Happening? You know the show What's Happening?
No.
You may not have been. You may have been out trying to get stuff.
I was working stuff.
I was watching What's Happening. And, you know, Dwayne Wayne was my favorite. But Raj, you had Dwayne Wayne, you had Dee, the little smart mouth sister, and Tattletale, the original snitch, TV snitch. And then he had Rerun. And so Rerun had the little hat. He had the suspenders.
Not the big hat like everybody's wearing now.
No, not the Brian Robinson hat.
Not the Brian Robinson
hat. No, I don't know that everyone's wearing it. I've seen it like twice. It's so off-putting that I'm like.
It would be my luck to sit at a game right behind that guy.
It's a great Gazoo vibe. So, and then there was Rerun. And so Rerun did these like dances.
Yeah,
Rerun.
Yeah, I remember that.
So. They go, so one of them, yeah, that's it. He,
his hand was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you knew the Rerun.
I knew Rerun.
So anyway, you know, all these shows, including Different Strokes. You know, Different Strokes had one where the bicycle or the bicycle shop or something like that was a kid toucher or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's always the very special episode.
Yeah.
All the comedies have a very special,
right.
You know. So this one, Rerun, was Rerun was dancing. He was at a Doobie Brothers concert, and he was dancing, and this tape recorder fell out of his jacket that he was wearing because he was getting bootleg. He was getting a bootleg tape recording
of
the concert, of the concert, and they had to stop the concert. From what I remember, they stopped the concert, and Rerun got busted bootlegging, but That was like
that's a very special.
That was a very special. What's happening is, hey guys, it's not cool to record our concerts because this is how we make our money. I was like, who? I don't know if that was a Norman Lear show, but whoever it was must have just said, you know who I love, Doobie Brothers. I want to get them on the show. What can we? What's the angle where we can get Doobie
Rerun,
Brothers?
Rerun, watch a Doobie Brothers.
Rerun wanted to bootleg a Doobie Brothers concert. Yeah, he had front row seats. It looked like a crap venue, honestly. Looked like just a high school gym, if I remember.
And Michael McDonald was on the show.
I think Michael McDonald was. Yeah, I'm going to Google it and see if it was on there. But
that's funny.
That's how I learned a lesson. Okay, Lance,
don't
file this away. I know you're a kid, but file this away. Don't bootleg a concert
by
taking a tape recorder in under a trench coat.
Speaking of which, at the beginning of the year, isn't Netflix shutting down all but one or two of your devices?
Yeah, so, well, I'm not sure how this is going to work.
It's
going to
be by location,
profiles,
isn't it?
You can all be on the same profile, I think, but you can't have multiple profiles.
But can you have, like, 12 different?
Well, the problem is VPN, like, okay, so I have, it's wherever I am, right? If I take my iPad with me,
yeah.
I think, well, the MAC address is still the same. I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but yes. They're basically already telling you, hey, if your kids want to keep their profiles when we go to this new thing where they can keep their profiles, all the stuff watching, like, what now? Oh, yeah, we're just going to
charge you.
They're going to have to
pay
more.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay more. Well, you know, that means I'm paying, right?
Right.
My kids. Oh, if your kids want to keep it, for what? You're just going to charge me more.
Well, that really, really sucks because I've been, speaking of bootlegging, the whole family's on one Netflix deal all over the country.
That should be fair, though. I mean, you know what? Then have a family plan.
Yeah.
Charge a little more and make it a family plan.
Right. It's got to be. Well, how can they tell?
Well, what they're going to, I think they're going to a free.
Friends and family.
I think they're going to a free model, but it's ad supported. So tell your kids, hey guys, y'all can use the free one.
No, that's watching TV. They don't want to watch TV.
They'll tell them too bad, so sad.
Right?
That's the next thing you say is too bad, so sad.
TV should not have commercials. Radio should have commercials, but TV should never have commercials.
You tell your kids. You guys need
commercials.
Except
Channel 13. They need commercials.
TV, yeah. See, Mom and Dad, you should be pro-commercials, actually.
All right, Glenn Davis is joining us. That was our Rerun segment. Glenn Davis is joining us on the other side to talk about, adult kickball. Lamont called it adult kickball. You virgins led the show with adult kickball.
It's not called adult kickball.
And we're not called virgins either.
Yeah, we're not.
We're definitely not. Lamont. So, Glenn Davis is going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Can you get on action on Underdog on the World Cup?
You can. So, actually, I won the other day with – I actually won with three World Cup highs and lows on shots on goal. One was on crossers with Dest for the U.S., so I had higher than 2.5 crosses. Yeah, you actually do have World Cup highs and lows. You can go higher or lower. I won with three of them, so that one paid 6-1. That was a 6-1 payout. Pretty sweet. Four pays 10-1 and five pays 20-1. So how would you like that? How would you like to put $10 out there and win $200 because you picked the high and the low on the statistics and you mix and match? You've got a basketball, you've got a World Cup, you've got a football, a college football, pro football, hockey. These are all available on highs and lows. And I think they even do PGA tournament as well. So there's a lot of different things to choose from when you're playing the Pick'em contest and the high and low with my friends over at Underdog Fantasy. Download the app if you haven't checked it out. It's a very clean website, very easy to operate front end. And you download the app, and then your first deposit, you use the promo code Lance. Use the promo code Lance on the first deposit, and they're going to match up to $100 of your first deposit. So you make your first deposit for $100. Well, all of a sudden there's $200 in your account because of the matching deposit, and you've got action now. You can jump in there with your daily fantasy. You can do it head to head against people, three man, even go with a large scale tournament for just entries as low as $5 with a chance to win thousands. It's UnderdogFantasy.com or download the app. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit. Get a match up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy. That's UnderdogFantasy.com. And don't forget, If you you must be 18 or older in a state present where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.